რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
13 საათია თბილისის დროით. გრძელდება რადიო თავისუფლების გადაცემა, გრძელდება ახალი ამბების გამოშვებით. ისლამისტებმა თავი მოკვეთეს ჰუმანიტარული მისიის ბრიტანელ თანამშრომელს. დიდი ბრიტანეთი ანტიისლამურ კოალიციას უერთდება. ყოფილი მართველი პარტია უკრაინის საპარლამენტო არჩევნებს ბოიკოტს უცხადებს. პარტია ქართული ოცნებიდან გარიცხეს დეპუტატი მურმან დუმბაძე. ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტულმა დაჯგუფებამ 13 სექტემბერს გავრცელა ვიდეო, რომელზეც ასახულია ბრიტანეთის მოქალაქის სირიაში მოქმედი ერთ-ერთი ჰუმანიტარული მისიის თანამშრომლის 44 წლის დევიდ ჰეინსის სიკვდილით დასჯა. როგორც ამერიკელი ჟურნალისტების წინა შემთხვევაში მოხდა, მას თავი მოჰკვეთა შავნიღბიანმა ექსტრემისტმა, რომელიც დანით ხელში ამჯერად ბრიტანეთის პრემიერ-მინისტრ დევიდ კამერონს დაემუქრა, რომ სიკვდილით დასჯის ძევლად ყოფ კიდევ ერთ ბრიტანელს თუ ლონდონი უარს არ იტყვის ერაყელი და ქურთი მებრძოლების იარაღით მომარაგებაზე. დავით კამერონმა პირობა დადო, რომ ყველაფერს გააკეთებს მკვლელის შესაპყრობად, ხოლო მოსახლეობა კი ისლამისტების გეგმების შესახებ გააფრთხილა.
The British people need to know that this is a fanatical organization.
ბრიტანელმა ხალხმა უნდა იცოდეს, რომ ერაყისა და ლევანტის ისლამური სახელმწიფო არის ფანატიკოსთა ორგანიზაცია, რომელიც არამხოლოდ ბრიტანელ მძევლებს ჩის სიკვდილით, არამედ მათ დაგეგმეს და აპირებენ თავდასხმებს მთელს ევროპასა და ჩვენს ქვეყანაში.
Attacks across Europe and in our country.
განცხადა ბრიტანეთის პრემიერ-მინისტრმა, რომელმაც მთავრობის საგანგებო სხდომა მოიწვია იმის გასარკვევად, თუ მიიღებს თუ არა შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტ ბარაკ ობამას მიერ შემუშავებულ ახალ სტრატეგიაში მონაწილეობას დიდი ბრიტანეთი. ავსტრალია მზადარის საერთაშორისო კოალიციაში 600 ჯარისკაცი და 10 სამხედრო თვითმფრინავი გაგზავნოს. ჰაინესის მკვლელობა ადასტურებს, თუ რატომ უნდა მოახდინოს საერთაშორისო საზოგადოებებს მობილიზება ამ ტერორისტული დაჯგუფების წინააღმდეგო, განაცხადა საფრანგეთის მთავრობამ, რომელიც 15 სექტემბერს ანტიისლამურ საერთაშორისო კონფერენციას უმასპინძლებს. უკრაინის ყოფილი მართველი რეგიონთა პარტია ბოიკოტს უცხადებს ვადამდელ საპარლამენტო არჩევნებს, რომელიც 26 ოქტომბრისთვის არის დანიშნული. ამის თაობაზე კვირას გამართულ ბრიფინგზე პარტიის პრეზიდიუმის დივანმა ბორის კოლესნიკოვმა განაცხადა.
Какой может быть парламент, если четвёртая часть страны?
Ла парламентзия, лапараки, როდესაც ქვეყნის მეოთხედი არ იქნება მასში წარმოდგენილი. ხელისუფლება აცხადებს, რომ ჩვენ მერე ჩავატარებთ დამატებით არჩევნებს ოლქებშიო. კეთილი შეიძლება თქვენ მართლაც ჩაატაროთ არჩევნები, თუ ჩვენი ქვეყნისაგან რაიმე დარჩება.
Может быть, если что-то останется от нашей страны.
განცხადა რეგიონთა პარტიის პოლიტსაბჭოს წევრმა ბორის კოლესნიკოვმა. რუსეთშიც ტარდება მუნიციპალური ორგანოებისა და ადგილობრივი ხელისუფლების არჩევნები, რომელიც ხმის მიცემის ერთიანი დღის სახელით არის ცნობილი. რუსეთის ამორჩეველი 30 რეგიონის გუბერნატორებს, ფედერაციის სუბიექტების მეთაურებსა და მსხვილი ქალაქების მერებს აირჩევს. 14 სექტემბერს შვედეთშიც მიმდინარეობს საპარლამენტო არჩევნები, რომელშიც მემარჯვეთა 8 წლიანი მმართველობის შემდეგ გამარჯვებასა და ხელისუფლებაში დაბრუნებას მემარცხენე ყაიდის სოციალ-დემოკრატიულ პარტიას უწინასწარმეტყველებენ. ქვეყნის პრემიერ-მინისტრია კონსერვატორი ფრედრიკ რეინფელდტი, რომელიც კაბინეტს 2006 წლიდან უდგას სათავეში, თუმცა შვედეთში ფიქრობენ, რომ მისმა საბაზრო ეკონომიკაზე ორიენტირებულმა პოლიტიკამ ძირი შეურყია ქვეყნის სოციალური უზრუნველყოფის სისტემას. ბათუმის მაჟორიტარი დეპუტატი მურმან დუმბაძე პარტია ქართული ოცნებიდან გარიცხეს. პარტიის პოლიტსაბჭოზე მიღებული ამ გადაწყვეტილების შესახებ განცხადება პარტია ქართული ოცნების თავმჯდომარემ საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილმა გააკეთა.
ძალიან სერიოზულ კითხვებს ბადებდა ჩვენში, მისი მცდელობა რომ მოეხდინა მას საკუთარ ხელში მოექცია, ასე ვთქვათ, და საკუთარ გავლენის ქვეშ მოექცია, როგორც აჭარის უზინაესი საბჭო, ასევე აჭარის მთავრობა დასრულდა უშედეგოდ და სწორედ ამიტომ ჩვენ ვიმჯერეთ ამის თაობაზე, მის მედებს გავაანალიზეთ და სამდინო გადაწყვეტა, რომ იგი გარიცხულ იქნა პარტია ქართული ოცნებიდან.
განცხადა ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილმა მურმან დუმბაძე. აჭარის უზნაეს საბჭოს რამდენიმე წევრი აჭარის მთავრობას უმოქმედობასა და კორუფციულ გარიგებაში ადანაშაულებდა. პარტია ქართული ოცნებიდან გარიცხული პარლამენტის ვიცე-სპიკერი ბათუმის მაჟორიტარი მურმან დუმბაძე კი თავის მხრივ ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილს კონსტიტუციის საკითხას ურჩევს და აცხადებს, რომ ხელისუფლებაში, სახელისუფლებო ურთიერთობებში და საკადრო პოლიტიკაში ჩარევა სწორედ მის საპარლამენტო და საკონსტიტუციო მოვალეობას წარმოადგენს, რისთვისაც მას მოსახლეობა ხელფასს უხდის. თქვენ მოისმენთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც გობა ლიკლიკაძემ გადაცანით.
OA In Portuguese we say, a melhor variedade mundial no Music Mix da Voz da América.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Were you taping?
Yeah. Start another edition of Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. 2 more hours of great acoustic music. This time, Beck for Morning Phase and the Song Reader. Plus, interesting news from the Cash Camp. Artists who will be performing at Americana Fest next week and our in-studio visit with Dave and Phil Alvin.
The reason why it came, the sessions and all that were really easy. The thing that I discovered was, during this process, that my brother and I could record and not kill each other.
Together they formed the Blasters in 1979, and although the two fought like dogs, they managed to keep that band together until Dave stormed out around 86 to launch a solo career. Decades of silence ensued for Dave and Phil until a few things brought them together again. Phil suffered some health issues, which always makes you reevaluate, and they were asked by John Mellencamp to play a couple roles in a musical he was doing with Stephen King. Interestingly enough, those roles were as warring brothers. That was around 09, and this year they released an album together called Common Ground. We'll talk with Dave and Phil and find out about the musical Common Ground that spurred the album on when they join us in just a bit. But we're going to start this week by going back 50 years to 1964. The world was in the grip of Beatlemania, fueled by the summer release of the band's first movie, A Hard Day's Night. An album came too, of course, with one side containing songs from the film and the other containing gems like this one on Acoustic Cafe.
You know, if you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again. I told you once before goodbye, but I came back again. I love you so, I'm the one who wants you. Yes, I'm the one who wants you. Oh, 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 you could find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend. I thought that you would realize that if I ran away from you, that you would want me to. That I got a big surprise. Oh, 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 you could find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend. To leave you, you know I hate to leave you. Oh, 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 you. If you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again.
So far away from here, nobody's gonna reach her, nobody's gonna get. She's so far away from here, nobody's gonna reach her, nobody's gonna get. And I'd love to know the reasons for her tears, but she holds them deep inside with all her fears. She's so far away from here, nobody's gonna reach her, nobody's gonna dare.
She's so far away from here. Nobody's gonna reach her. Nobody's gonna care. And I'd love to know the reasons for her tears. But she holds them deep inside with all her fears.
Short, sweet little song called Far Away From Here qualifies as a little ditty from Stu Larsen. It comes from the album called Vagabond this week on Acoustic Cafe. Stu spent some time on the road with Passenger, traveling with them, a lot of time on the road, and I think through them met the label that put out his worldwide release called Vagabond. Stu, originally from Australia. We started the show with music from 50 years ago, 1964's release A Hard Day's Night, half soundtrack and half new songs from the Beatles. We heard the song called I'll Be Back. It's album number 5 now from MC Taylor. MC Taylor goes by the name His Golden Messenger. The album is called Lateness of Dancers, recorded in his barn in Hillsboro, North Carolina. Also features Alexandra from the band Mountain Man contributing backing vocals on beautiful songs like this one called Saturday's Song on Acoustic Cafe.
Thank you. tell you, Buster, that I ain't a fan of Custer, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Now, to some, he was a hero, but to me, his score was zero, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Now, old Custer done his driving without too much exciting, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Yeah, General Custer's come in pumping when the men were out a hunting, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. With victories he was swimming, he killed children, dogs, and women, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Yeah, crazy horse and out the call, the Sitting Bull and Gaul, and the general, he don't ride here anymore. Split his men, well, he won't do that again. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. 12,000 warriors waited, they were unanticipated. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. It ain't called an Indian victory, but a bloody massacre. The general, he don't ride well anymore. There might have been more enthusing if the Indians had been losing, but the general, he don't ride there anymore.
Second piece of music on this week's show already from 50 years ago. But right there, it's a brand new version of a song called Custer, as performed by Steve Earle with the Milk Carton Kids, and they are doing it on a new album, which is a recreation of a 1964 album from Johnny Cash called Bitter Tears. Not one of Johnny's better-known albums, but one very near and dear to his heart. At the time, he teamed with songwriter Peter LaFarge, a folk songwriter, and they created a song cycle chronicling the mistreatment of Native American people throughout U.S. history. And the album came out in 1964. It was called Bitter Tears, and now it has been recreated with producer Joe Henry, and it's called Look Again to the Wind, Johnny Cash's Bitter Tears Revisited, featuring the song that you just heard, as well as work from Emmylou Harris, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, Norman Blake, Rhiannon Giddens from Carolina Chocolate Drops. Many people appear on this new tribute to Johnny Cash's album called Bitter Tears. And there's more news from the Cash camp. We started the year of 2014 talking with Roseanne Cash and her husband John Leventhal about her new album, The River and the Thread, and that was inspired by a trip to Johnny Cash's boyhood home, which was in the process of being restored. And now that restoration work has been done, and it is open to the public, the home where the Cash family spent the years 1935 to 1953. When they were raising money for the restoration, they had a series of concerts, and one of them featured Marshall Grant, who was the original bass player with Johnny in his band, the Tennessee Three. So Marshall showed up with his wife, Etta, but fell ill and actually died just a few days later. And that inspired the first song on the new album, The River and the Thread, from Roseanne Cash. This is Etta's tune, performed live for us here at Acoustic Cafe.
What's the temperature, darling? 100 or more. The horse is pawing out. Dust violets wilting by the door. You pour your strongest coffee and I'll take the battered wheel. We'll drive straight down the river road, spread a blanket on the hill. What's the temperature, darling? Oh, don't stare into the past. There was nothing we could change or fix it was never gonna last. Now don't stare into those photos, don't analyze my eyes. We're just a mile or two from Memphis and the rhythm of our lives. A mile or two from Memphis, and I must go away. I tore up all the highways, there's nothing left to say. A mile or two from Memphis, and I finally made it home. Kitchen, that one I'd said felt like jail. When the phone rang in the dead of night, you would always throw my bill. No, you never touched the whiskey, and you never took the pills. I traveled for 1,000,000 miles while you were standing still. What's the temperature, darling, as the daylight fades away? I'll make one last rehearsal with 1 foot in the grave. We kept the house on old Nokomis. We kept the polished bass guitar. We kept the tickets and the reels of tape to remember who we are. And I must go away. I tore up all the highways, there's nothing left to say. A mile or two from Memphis, and I finally made it home. What's the temperature, darling?
At his tomb. Performed in New York at John Leventhal Studios. That was John, along with Roseanne Cash, performing the song for us at Acoustic Cafe earlier this year. That was inspired by the death of Marshall Grant, the original bass player in the Tennessee Three with her father, Johnny Cash. And again, that Cash family home that we talked about in the interview with Roseanne, that is now open to the public and can be seen in Dias, Arkansas. And just ahead, never thought I'd say this, Dave and Phil Alvin together as our in-studio guests.
The world's best variety.
Music too good to keep to ourselves.
VOA Music Mix.
35 years ago, a band formed in California that sounded like this.
Well, a U.S. soldier boy on leaving West Berlin. No music there that rocks, just 1,000 violins. They want to hear some American music.
Phil Alvin and his younger brother Dave formed the Blasters, and they had a great run, despite the troubled relationship between the two brothers. But in 1986, Dave Alvin left the group for good, beginning what would become a stellar solo career in the exploding folk and alt-country scenes of the 80s and 90s. The Blasters would eventually come back to recording after a 20-year hiatus, but Dave would not rejoin that group. In fact, decades of silence ensued for the Alvin brothers, but a few recent events changed all that. Phil suffered a health scare several years ago, and that always makes one reevaluate. And then John Mellencamp called on the Alvins to take singing roles in a play he was creating with Stephen King and producer T-Bone Burnett. Entitled Ghost Brothers of Darkman County, the play called for two sets of warring brothers, and guess who got the parts? Phil would also turn up on one of Dave's recent solo albums, but it was the music of this guy that brought them together for a full album.
I know some people that these Big Bill Blues ain't bad.
That's Big Bill Brunzi, who created hundreds of folk blues classics from the 20s through his death in the late 50s. Coming from the South, Brunzi would help form the Chicago blues sound and was later a key artist in the 50s folk revival. The brothers could never argue about Big Bill Brunzi, as both were huge fans when they were growing up together in the early 60s. And it was this musical common ground that formed the basis for the new album called Common Ground, to discuss a collection of Big Bill Brunzi covers and working together again, Dave and Phil Alvin, along with guitarist Chris Miller. Join us as our in-studio guests.
So a year ago, I was in New York. I was talking to John Mellencamp and Stephen King, T-Bone Burnett, about this Ghost Brothers of Darkland County. It's a musical. New songs by John Mellencamp and libretto by Stephen King. Anyway, there are battling brothers. You guys played one set of those battling brothers. It's a very confused thing. Anyway, the point being, that was all done about 2009, if I understand it. And now I see that that was actually sort of what got the ball rolling to get to Common Ground.
Yeah, when we the way that was recorded, the Darkland thing, was due to everybody's schedules and everybody on earth, it seemed, was on that record. I mean, you got Sheryl Crow, Taj Mahal, Elvis Costello, Roseanne Cash,
Christofferson,
Christofferson, on down to, nobody was in the studio at the same time ever. And so I went in and did my vocal stuff, and then Phil, a couple of days later, went in and did his. And then I went out on tour and I got a call a couple of months later, hey, we changed some words, can you go back in and sing these new lines? So I went in and sang about three lines that they had changed. But by this time, they had everybody's voices on, and I could hear my brother and I singing together for the first time. And it was like, I didn't sound too bad, you know, because we have distinctly different vocal approaches. That and there's a lot of other things that kind of kicked this or got this record going, you know, the Common Ground record. Mm-hmm. But that was certainly helped.
And these are all Big Bill Brunzi songs.
Yeah.
Covering the entire span of this guy's career, which was a 30-year run from the 20s to the 50s. But talk about how this was Common Ground back then, when you first heard these songs. So that would have been early 60s?
Probably late 60s, probably around 67 or 66 maybe. And I had was at a department store with my mom and looking through the records, and I saw this Big Bill Brunzi album reissue, Big Bill's Blues, and it had this very sharp picture of Big Bill Brunzi sitting there playing a great-looking Gibson, dressed to the T's, you know, sharp fedora, sharp suit, tie, pimp socks, a pair of sharp shoes. And so I had to have that record.
You didn't know the music, but you saw the picture and had to have the that album.
Right. And you know, I was into the blues.
It said blues on it.
Yeah.
So brought it home, showed it to David. We put it on, and that was the first time that I had heard Big Bill, and his voice was so charismatic, and guitar playing was great. And it had some country blues, in particular a thing called the Bull Cow Blues. But it also had this small combo, what became known as the Bluebird sound, or
more urban stuff.
More Chicago, but it sounded so familiar, and I immediately fell in love with it. David too,
discovering it at your ages at that point, now rediscovering it and retreating these songs, doing them your way, did you discover new things that you wouldn't have been able to appreciate when you first heard this?
I don't know necessarily. I mean, the part of it, the reason why it came, the recessions and all that were really easy. The thing that I discovered was during this process that my brother and I could record and not kill each other.
That's important.
You know, and that everything just flowed. I mean, some of these songs like I Feel So Good and Just a Dream and Big Bill's Blues, those are songs my brother's been singing all of his life. So we just went in the studio and played them. So yeah, the discovery was more just about two brothers making a record together for the first time, because with the Blasters, it wasn't just me and Phil that were volatile, it was the whole band. We all grew up together. Mm-hmm. We all know each what buttons to push on each other. And so recording sessions could be really intense. You know, when you make that kind of record, you got the whole band chiming in. You know, there should be more bass, there should be more this, more that. And so this is the first time, yeah, just the Alvin Brothers made a record. I wonder what that will sound like.
1, 2, 3, 4.
on my way just around the world. When I get back, I'm gonna have diamonds and pearls all by myself.
All by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
All by myself.
I don't need no one to help me. Got to do it all by myself.
Locked up in jail, there wasn't no hanging crime. But now I'm on the farm, boys, and I'm doing time all by myself.
All by myself.
All by myself.
By myself.
I don't need no one to help me, I can do it all by myself.
They all full of pep. I can take care of them. I don't need no help. All by myself.
All by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
All by myself.
I don't need no one to help me. Got to do it all by myself.
Well, cross-eyed Sue told Popeye Jim all of Uncle Sam's soldiers. I can take care of them all by myself.
All by myself.
All by myself.
All by myself.
I don't need no one to help me. I can do it all by myself. Take it, Bill. The mule, I got you, son. What you been?
And I'm by myself.
All by myself.
All by myself.
All by myself.
I don't need no one to help me. I can do it all by myself.
Yeah.
Songs our guests on the show do today are Big Bill Brunzi covers. That is Dave and Phil Alvin performing live here at Acoustic Cafe, along with guitarist Chris Miller. The Alvins have put out an album together called Common Ground.
You had hundreds of songs to choose from. This guy wrote hundreds of songs. He came up with a dozen of them. Were these just songs? Were these just favorites? Were they things that just happened to sound best in this arrangement?
They were songs that were on that first record, sort of iconic Big Bill songs. Key to the Highway, of course, is probably his most famous song. Whether or not we were going to do that, we decided to do it.
Yeah.
There was a couple, in particular, the song they call The Stuff They Call Money, which I had never heard, which is, I guess, sort of a hokum kind of a piece that Big Bill did with Washboard Sam that David found. David did the Southern Flood Blues, which also was on that first reissue album that we had, but certainly not in the Magic Samish kind of style.
The great thing about Big Bill's songs, you know, if we had done Lightnin' Hopkins, you know, who's one of our heroes, you know, we'd have to sound like Lightnin' Hopkins,
right,
or attempt
right
to sound like Lightnin' Hopkins. The thing about Big Bill, though, he wrote so many songs that so many of them are great songs. You know, with a great song, you can do it a variety of ways. Right. And you don't have to try to do it like Big Bill. You don't have to try to do it like anything. Just do it however it feels natural. And then other songs, though, yeah, you could screw around, rearrange. You know, I did a lot of rearranging on the Southern Flood Blues, you know, brought more of my songwriter chops. Okay, what can we, let's rearrange this, let's put this here. Yeah. You know, and then some things like Key to the Highway have been, you know, done a lot, and, you know, it was, you had to do the song.
Sure.
You know, but how to do it, and so I thought, you know, let's take it back more to its swinging roots, you know, because sometimes when people play the blues, it's, you know, and myself included, it's, I would, you know, with songs like that, in that period, you know, it's more like, get out of it. Swings,
sure.
You know.
Right.
And to make it, you know, take a little bit from the original recording with the Big Bill did with Jazz Gillum, and then, you know, add a little bit of Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee, who were artists that we followed around when we were little kids. Whenever they'd play LA, we'd go see them. And Phil even took harmonica lessons when he was very young from Sonny Terry. So that was a little nod to them in that arrangement.
How old were you when you took?
12.
Wow.
Yeah. He was very gracious. Well, when he came to L.A., my mom took me to see him. When I got to the Ash Grove, is actually where he was, I walked in and I met Big Joe Williams, and he took me backstage and introduced me to Sonny Terry. And I said, you know, can I have lessons? And he said, sure. And it was $10 a lesson, which was really... Even then, that was pretty cheap. You know, and my mom would drive me out to the, whenever they were in town, she would drive me out to the Lido Hotel in Hollywood, made famous by Frank Zappa's Willie the Pimp song. It's a pretty tough little part of Hollywood. Yeah. My mom would sit out in the car, and I'd walk in, and Sonny would teach me songs. And then Sonny told me he couldn't teach me anymore. Said, you know,
that could mean two things.
Yes. Highway filled out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, cause walking's most too slow. I'm going back to the border, girl, where I'm better known, cause you've never done nothing but drove a good man away from home. Now when the moon peeps over the mountain, yes, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam this highway till the break of day.
Texas and I got to get on the road. I'm going down to West Texas. I'm going way behind the sun. And I'm gonna ask the good Lord, what evil have I done? So give me one more kiss, mama. Yeah. I go, cause when I leave this town, you know I won't be back no more. I got the key to the highway, bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, cause walking is much too slow. Yeah.
best known of the hundreds of songs that Big Bill Brunzi wrote. Key to the Highway, as performed live in our studios by our guests on the show this week, Dave and Phil Alvin. The new album they have together is called Common Ground. We'll have more from Dave and Phil, as well as guitarist Chris Miller, in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. Reach us anytime at our new website, acafe.com. There you'll find links to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, our archives, our e-newsletter, and so much more. acafe.com. Or you can reach us on Twitter at acafe radio. Coming up, Beck from the latest album and the Songreader Project, and Paula Cole live here.
If it's true that music makes the brain work better,
we've got enough to make you a genius.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. After touring solo for the last few years, after the breakup of his last band called The Cardinals, Ryan Adams has put together another band and released an album just this week, a self-titled album, which he describes as a California rock record. And indeed it is, for the most part. But then there are some solo moments, like this one that we're going to hear off the new album, Ryan Adams. This is My Wrecking Ball on Acoustic Cafe.
Driving through the streets tonight, it's hard, I got the windows down. I wish I could call you, I wish you were still around. Nothing much left in the tank, somehow this thing still drives. It forgot what it needed, but somehow still survives. And all the walls we build, they must come down. Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and maybe knock me down? Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and maybe knock me down? Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and knock me down? Come and knock me down. Come and knock me down tonight. Lying in the bed at night, feeling like I'm somebody else. My thoughts inside my head get lost inside the haunted house. Everyone I used to know left their dreams by the door. I accidentally kick him, that's how I can tell you're still not sure. And all the walls we build, they rise and they fall. But hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and maybe knock me down? Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and maybe knock me down? Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and maybe knock me down? Hey, you're my wrecking ball, won't you come and knock me down? Come and knock me down. Come and knock me down tonight. Come and knock me down. Come and knock me down. Come and knock me down tonight. Come and knock me down, come and knock me down, come and knock me down tonight. Come and knock me down, come and knock me down, come and knock me down tonight. Driving through the streets tonight, it's hard, I've got the windows down. I wish I could call you, I wish you were still around.
Burn. Oh, was left. Kindness, so hide what you have learned. Show off what you've squandered. Give yourself a turn. See how far from home you've wandered. In the fire, the phone is on the ropes, and your time is on the wall. Take apart circumstance, set it on a fault line. Avalanche of the past, locked inside a gold mine. Stand on the legs God gave you. The road has turned to sand that you will have sunken into. The roof is on the hill, the baby's in the fire, the world is on the roads, and you will.
Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, along with his son playing the drums, so together they just call themselves Tweedy. The song is called The Wolf is on the Hill. That is not from the new Tweedy album. That is actually a Beck song, and it comes from the Songwriter Project, now realizing the sheet music that Beck created a couple of years ago with McSweeney's Magazine. It's now an album with 20 artists performing these songs that Beck originally intended just for sheet music, unless somebody else wanted to perform them. Some of those other people who perform them include Jack White, as well as Fun, Nora Jones, Beck himself, and in that case, Jeff Tweedy and his son with The Wolf is on the Hill. Also in there, Ryan Adams from his brand new self-titled album, which was just released this week. We heard the song My Wrecking Ball. Beck also had his own brand new album besides the interpretation of his sheet music. That was called Morning Phase. Heart is a Drum is the name of the song on Acoustic Cafe.
As a driving wheel circling around your iron rim, see, tell me what you feel. Keeps you turning when you're standing still. You try to run. Trouble comes. Follow the drum. Keep in time with everyone. As the light of day falling down across your lost highway. Yeah.
beautiful woman. Oh, don't let the world let you down. Look within yourself and remember who you are. I'm 10 years old in braids and skirts. I'm flying down house. I step inside her world. First she'd hold me, feed me, scold me. Patiently she'd heed my moaning. Then she'd sit me down and tell me, yes, you'll be a strong, beautiful woman. Let you down. Look within yourself and remember who carried you forth. You'll be a strong, beautiful woman. Oh, I won't let the world let you down. Look within yourself and remember. Traveling show, working in a world of men, broken hearted and alone. I lift my head up just long enough to see self-pitying and doubting. I feel her spirit with me now. You are a strong, beautiful woman. Oh, don't let the world let you down. Look within yourself and remember who carried you forth. You are a strong, beautiful woman. Oh, don't let the world let you down. Within yourself and remember who you are. Decades come and decades go. 30s, 40s, on it goes. Seems I'm always holding on to this. You are a strong, beautiful woman. Oh, don't let the world let you down. Look within yourself and remember who carried you forth. Within yourself and remember who you are.
Beautiful from the 1990s. That's a brand new song called Strong Beautiful Woman. Well, actually from last year. Paula performing it live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe along with Mark Arelli. And we also heard new Beck off of Morning Phase and the song Heart is a Drum. You can find out everything we're doing in the next few weeks at acafe.com. That is our brand new website where you will find information, for instance, about the upcoming Americana Fest, which is happening next week, and lots more, including a new concert series that we have begun with a historic venue in Grand Rapids, Michigan, called St. Cecilia Music Center. So anyway, if you want to find out more about all of that, acafe.com is the place to go for Acoustic Cafe information. And next hour on the show, it's a whole bunch of artists who are going to be joining us down at Americana Fest, which again is happening next week in Nashville, and we're going to be down there interviewing a couple of folks and watching a whole lot more. Anyway, Americana Fest is next weekend. Also in the next hour, Bahamas, a tribute to Born in the USA, which is now 30 years old, and more with our in-studio guests on the program, Dave and Phil Alvin.